Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for our film reviews. We begin this week with Peter Rabbit. The mischievous and adventurous hero who has captivated generations of readers now takes on the starring role of his own contemporary comedy. In the film, Peter's feud with Mr. McGregor, played by Donald Gleeson, escalates to greater heights than ever before, as their fight to gain control of McGregor's coveted vegetable garden and the affections of the warm-hearted animal lover who lives next door, played by Rose Byrne, extends to the Lake District and London. James Corden voices the character of Peter with Margot Robbie, Elizabeth Debicki and Daisy Ridley performing the voice roles of the triplets, Flopsy, Mopsy and Cottontail. In this clip, Peter Rabbit and Benjamin Bunny head for the vegetable garden as the triplets wait behind.
I'm going in.
Right behind you.
No, not a chance. You remember what happened to Dad, right?
But you go in all the time.
That's my character flaw. You get your own character flaw. Come on, Benjamin.
Why does he get to go?
Yeah, why do I have to go in?
Because that's his character flaw. He goes along with everything I say, no matter how stupid and reckless it is.
No, I don't! You're not the boss of me!
Benjamin!
Coming!
I can't let him go in by himself. He's being stupid and reckless.
I hope they're going to be okay.
They'll be fine. And if not, I guess I'll just be the new head of the family.
Peter, please be okay!
Well, you won't be at all surprised to find out that he is. This film comes laden with expectation, mainly from the books upon which the characters are based, and the many and varied retellings of Beatrix Potter's stories over the years. For those with fond memories of the stories being read in a clipped English accent voice by Wendy Craig and the like, the portrayal of Peter Rabbit and his friends as a little bit rough and ready will come as a disappointment. But the audience I watched the film with seemed to love it, with the main laughs being had at some visual comedy that owes more to Inspector Clouseau stepping on garden rakes than anything else. Unlike the source material, this film is unlikely to be regarded as beloved in a few years' time, but it's entertaining for the time that it's on, and that is really the best that can be said for it. Moving on next, Tomb Raider 2018. Having been told that her father, Lord Richard Croft, has died, Lara Croft is called to sign some legal papers acknowledging his death in strange circumstances and inheriting his enormous fortune. Determined to find out how he died, Lara sets out to find his last known resting place, a remote island near Japan laden with mystery, mythology and danger. Now, my take on this is that in rebooting the Lara Croft franchise and casting Alicia Vikander as the titular heroine, the filmmakers do a fairly efficient job of producing an action movie which has everything you'd expect to find. It's never dull, the set pieces are amazing to watch, and whilst it won't win any prizes, it's great entertainment, well worth watching. The final movie this week that we're reviewing is The Square. Christian is the director of a gallery of modern art in the centre of Stockholm. In the grounds of the gallery, a 4 metre by 4 metre square is cut into the paving and surrounded by a white light. It's an artwork which claims that the square is a sanctuary of trust and caring. Within it, we all share equal rights and obligations. Before beginning work one day, Christian is robbed of his mobile phone. He locates it to a tower block near the gallery and persuades his junior there to send threatening letters to all the residents demanding its return. In publicising the new exhibition, he's interviewed by a journalist, played by Elizabeth Most, who he sleeps with, then dismisses. He also engages a pair of bright young things to create an advertising campaign to bring this exhibition to the attention of the public. The campaign turns out to be nothing short of offensive to everyone portrayed in it. In this clip, Christian, played by Klaus Bang, is being interviewed by journalist Anne, played by Elizabeth Moss, in his gallery about the meaning of art.
Because I wanted to ask you about something that I read on your website.
All right.
That I didn't understand, and I was hoping that you could help me to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you mind if I read this to you?
Please do.
Yeah. May 30, 31. Exhibition, non-exhibition. An evening conversation that explores the dynamics of the exhibitable and the construction of publicness in the spirit of Robert Smithson's sight, non-sight. From non-sight to sight, from non-exhibition to exhibition, what is the topos of exhibition, non-exhibition in the crowded moments of mega-exhibition?
Can I read it?
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm sorry. I'm clearly not as scholarly as you are. So I was just hoping that you could...
Well, this is, this was a couple of evenings in May where we discussed, when, I mean, if you place an object in a museum, does that make this object a piece of art?
Mm.
For instance, if we took your bag and placed it here, would that make it art?
Ah. Okay.
Klaus Bang and Elizabeth Moss in The Square. It's a rambling but effective satire on the expressed high-minded intentions of society and its routine failure to meet them. In the case of the gallery director, not only does he fail to meet the intention of the artwork he's publicising, he actively goes around making life worse for those who work in the gallery, those who fund the gallery and who are just as bad, and the beggars who live on the streets outside its portals. In the film, his phone is returned, but not before he has judged an entire block of flats residents by stereotype and tarred them all with the same brush. Directed by Ruben Östlund, it hangs together with a strange collection of set pieces, but in total, it's worth sticking with it through its 2.5-hour running time. And those are our film reviews this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.